The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 17, The Descent of the River Ganges. The 17th chapter describes the origin of the Ganges River and how it flows in and around Elivritavarsh. There is also a description of the prayers Lord Shiva offered to Lord Sankarshan, part of the quadruple expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Vishnu once approached Bali Maharaj while the king was performing a sacrifice. The Lord appeared before him as Trivikram, or Vamana, and begged alms from the king in the form of 3 steps of land. With 2 steps, Lord Vamana covered all 3 planetary systems, and pierced the covering of the universe with the toes of his left foot. A few drops of water from the causal ocean leaked through this hole and fell on the head of Lord Shiva, where they remained for 1,000 millenniums. These drops of water are the sacred Ganges River. It first flows onto the heavenly planets, which are located on the soles of Vishnu's feet. The holy Ganges River is known by many names, such as the Bhagirathi and the Janavi. It purifies Dhruvaloka and the planets of the 7 sages because both Dhruva and the sages have no other desire than to serve the Lord's lotus feet. The Ganges River, emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, emanates the heavenly planets, especially the moon, and then flows through Brahmapuri atop Mount Meru. Here, the river divides into 4 branches, known as Sita, Alakananda, Chakshu, and Bhadra, and then flows down to the ocean of salt water. The branch known as Sita flows through Shekhara Parvat and Ganda Madan Parvat, and then flows down to Bhadrashvavarsh, where it mixes with the ocean of salt water in the west. The Chakshu branch flows through the Malayavan Giri, and after reaching the Ketu Malavarsh, mixes with the ocean of salt water in the west. The branch, known as Bhadra, flows onto Mount Meru, Mount Kamuda, and the Nila, Shveta, and Sringavan mountains before it reaches Kurudesh, where it flows into the ocean of salt water in the north. The Alakananda branch flows through Brahmalaya, crosses over many mountains, including Hemakuta and Hemaketu, and then reaches Brahmavarsha, or Bhartvarsh, where it flows to the southern side of the ocean of salty water. Many other rivers and their branches flow through the 9 varshas. The tract of land known as Bhartvarsha is the field of activities, and the other 8 varshas are for persons who are meant to enjoy heavenly comfort. In each of these 8 beautiful provinces, the celestial denizens enjoy various standards of material comfort and pleasure. A different incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead distributes his mercy in each of the 9 varshas of Jambudvip. In Elivritavarsh, Lord Shiva is the only male. There he lives with his wife, Bhavani, who is attended by many maidservants. If any other male enters that province, Bhavani curses him to become a woman. Lord Shiva worships Lord Sankarshan by offering various prayers, one of which is as follows, quote, "My dear Lord, please liberate all your devotees from material life and bind all the non-devotees to the material world. Without your mercy, no one can be released from the bondage of material existence." End quote. Text 1. Tatra Bhagavata Shakshad Yaga Lingasya Vishnur Vrikrap Mato Vama Padangusta Naka Nibhirnor Dvanda Kahata Vivarenata Pastita Yabaya Jaladara Tachchanara Charana Pankajaval Ne Janaruna Kinjalko Paranjita Kila Jagat Aga Mala Paho Parsham Sanamala Shakshad Bhagavat Panditi Anu Palakshito Vacho Bidhyamaniti Mahata Kalena Yuga Shahashro Palakshanena Divo Murdhani Avatatara Yatad Vishnu Padamahu. Synonyms. Sri Shukadeva Uvacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Tatra, at that time, Bhagavata, of the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shakshat directly, Yajna Lingasya, the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Vikramata, while taking his second step, Vamapad, of his left leg, Angusta, of the big toe, Naka, by the nail, Nirbina pierced Urdhva, upper, Andakataha, the covering of the universe consisting of seven layers, earth, water, fire, air, etc. Vivarnena, through the hole, Andapravista, having entered the universe, yah, which Vaya Jala Dara, the flow of water from the causal ocean outside the universe, Tat, of him, Charana Pankaja, of the lotus feet, Avanejana, by the washing, Aruna Kinjalka, by reddish powder, Uparanjita, being colored, Akila Jagat, of the whole world, Agamala, of the sinful activities, Apaha, destroys, Upasparsana, the touching of which, Amala, completely pure, Shakshat, directly, Bhagavat Padi, emanating from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Iti, thus, Anupalakshita, described Vacha by the name Abhidhyamana, being called Ati Mahata Kalena after a long time, Yugahasra Hasra Apalakshanena, consisting of 1,000 millenniums, Divya of the sky, Murdhani on the head, Durvaloka, Avatatara, descended yet, which taught that Vishnu Padam, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Ahu, they call. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear king, Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, appeared as Vamanadeva in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then he extended his left toe to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. Through the hole, the pure water of the causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganges acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of the Ganges, yet its water remains ever pure. Because the water directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within this universe, she is known as Vishnupadi. Later, she received other names like Janavi and Bhagirati. After 1,000 millenniums, the water of the Ganges descended to Dhruvaloka, the topmost planet in this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruvaloka to be Vishnupad, quote, situated on Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, end quote. Purport. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami describes the glories of the Ganges River. The water of the Ganges is called Patita Pavini, the deliverer of all sinful living beings. It is a proven fact that a person who regularly bathes in the Ganges is purified both externally and internally. Externally, his body becomes immune to all kinds of disease, and internally he gradually develops a devotional attitude toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout India, many thousands of people live on the banks of the Ganges, and by regularly bathing in her waters, they're undoubtedly being purified both spiritually and materially. Many sages, including Shankaracharya, have composed prayers in praise of the Ganges, and the land of India itself has become glorious because of such rivers as the Ganges, Yamuna, Godavari, Kaveri. Krishna and Narmada flows there. Anyone living on the land adjacent to these rivers is naturally advanced in spiritual consciousness. Srila Madhvacharya that says, Varahaya Vama Padam Tu Yad Anyeshu Tu Dakshinam Padam Kalpeshu Bhagavan Ujahara Trivikrama. Standing on his right foot and extending his left to the edge of the universe, Lord Vamana became known as Trivikram, the incarnation who performed three heroic deeds. text 2. Yatra havara vava viravatrata anupadi parama bhagavato smatkula devata charanara vindo dakam iti yam anushavanam utkrisyamana bhagavad bhakti yogena dridam klidayama nantar hridya autkantya vivishamilita lochana yugala kamala kudmala vigalita mala bashpa kalaya bivya yamana rocha roma pulaka kulako dunapi paramadarena shirasa bibrati. Synonyms: yatra havava in Dhruvaloka, viravrata firmly determined, anutanapadi the famous son of Maharaj Uttanapad, Parama Bhagavata, the most exalted devotee, Asmat Aur, Kula Devata, of the family deity, Charanaravinda, of the lotus feet, At Udakam, in the water, Iti, thus, Yam, which, Anu Savanam, constantly, Ut Krishyamana, is being increased, Bhagavat Bhakti Yogena, by devotional service unto the Lord, Dridam, greatly, Klidyamana Antatridaya, being softened within the core of his heart, Otkantia, by great anxiety, Vivisha, spontaneously, Unmilita, slightly open, Lochana, of eyes, Yugala, pair, Kudmala, from the flower-like, Vigalita, emanating, Amala, uncontaminated, Bashpakalaya, with tears, Abhivyajamana, being manifest, Roma Pulaka Kulaka, the symptoms of ecstasy on the body, Adhunapi, even now, Parama Ardarena, with great reverence, Shirasa, by the head, Bibharti, he bears. Translation: Dhruva Maharaj, the famous son of Maharaj Uttanapad, is known as the most exalted devotee of the Supreme Lord because of his firm determination in executing devotional service. Knowing that the sacred river Ganges water washes the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj, situated on his own planet, to this very day accepts that water on his head with great devotion. Because he constantly thinks of Krishna very devoutly within the core of his heart, he is overcome with ecstatic anxiety. Tears flow from his half-open eyes, and eruptions appear on his entire body. Purport: when a person is firmly fixed in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is described as viravrata, fully determined. Such a devotee increases his ecstasy in devotional service more and more. Thus, as soon as he remembers Lord Vishnu, his eyes fill with tears. This is a symptom of a Mahabhagavat. Dhruva Maharaj maintained himself in that devotional ecstasy, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us a practical example of transcendental ecstasy when he lived at Jagannath Puri. His pastimes are fully narrated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Text 3. Tata sapta rashyas tat prabhav vajit bijna Yamnanu tapasa ayantiki siddhir evavati bhagavati sarvatmani vasudeve nuparata bhakti yoga labhinaivo peksitan nyartatma gatayo muktim iva gatam mumukshava iva subaha manum manam udyapi jata jutair udvahanti. Synonyms: tata, thereafter, sapta rishaya, the seven great sages, beginning with Marichi, tat prabhava apnija, who knew very well the influence of the Ganges river, yam, this Ganges water, nanu, indeed, tapasa, of our austerities, atyantiki, the ultimate city, perfection, etavati, this much, bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarva Atmani, in the all-pervading Vasudeva, Krishna, Anuparata, continuous, bhakti yoga of the mystic process of devotional service, labhena, simply for by achieving this platform, eva certainly, upakshita, neglected, anya, other, artatma gataya, all other means of perfection, namely religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, muktim, liberation from material bondage, eva, like, agatam, obtained, mumukshava, persons desiring liberation, eva, like, sabuhumanam, with great honor, adyapi, even now, jata jutai, with matted locks of hair, udvahanti, they carry. Translation. The seven great sages, Mrichi, Vishishta, Atri, and so on, reside on planets beneath Dhruvaloka. Well aware of the influence of the water of the Ganges, to this day they keep Ganges water on the tufts of hair on their heads. They have concluded that this is the ultimate wealth, the perfection of all austerities, and the best means of prosecuting transcendental life. Having obtained uninterrupted devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they neglect all other beneficial processes like religion, economic development, sense gratification, and even merging into the Supreme. Just as Gyanis think that merging into the existence of the Lord is the highest truth, these seven exalted personalities accept devotional service as the perfection of life. Purport. Transcendentalists are divided into two primary groups, Nirvisheshavadis, or impersonalists, and the Bhaktas, or devotees. The impersonalists do not accept spiritual varieties of life. They want to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord and his Brahman feature, the Brahmana Jyoti. The devotees, however, desire to take part in the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. In the upper planetary system, the topmost planet is Dhruvaloka, and beneath Dhruvaloka are the seven planets occupied by the great sages, beginning with Mrichi, Vishishta, and Atri. All these sages regard devotional service as the highest perfection of life. Therefore, they all carry the holy water of the Ganges on their heads. This verse proves that for one who has achieved the platform of pure devotional service, nothing else is important, even so-called liberation, Kaivalya. Srila Sridhar Swami states that only by achieving devotional service of the Lord can one give up all other engagements as insignificant. Prabodhananda Saraswati confirms his statement as follows. Kaivalyam narakayate tridas pur akasha puspayate durdan tendriya kalasarpa patali prokhata damstrasyate vishvam purna sukhayate vidhi mahendradis chakritiyate yat kurunya kataksa vibhavavatam tam gauram evastuma. Chaitanya Chandamrita 5. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has perfectly enunciated and broadcast the process of bhakti yoga. Consequently, for one who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest perfection of the Mayavadis, Kaivalya, or becoming one with the Supreme, is considered hellish, not to say of the Karmi's aspiration to be promoted to the heavenly planets. Some devotees consider such goals to be worthless phantasmagoria. There are also yogis who try to control their senses, but they can never succeed without coming to the stage of devotional service. The senses are compared to poisonous snakes, but the senses of a bhakta engaged in the service of the Lord are like snakes with their poisonous fangs removed. The yogi tries to suppress the senses, but even great mystics like Vishwamitra failed in the attempt. Vishwamitra was conquered by his senses when he was captivated by Menaka during his meditation. She later gave birth to Sankutala. The wisest persons in the world, therefore, are the bhakti yogis, as Lord Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita 6:47. Yoginam api sarvesham yadmat gatenan taratmana shravan bhavache bhajate yo mam same yuktatam tamo mata. Of all yogis, He who always abides in me with great faith, worshiping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. End quote. Text 4. Tato neka hasahasra koti vimananika sankula deva yanena vatar antindu mandalam avarya brahma sadane nipatati. Synonyms. Tata. After purifying the seven planets of the seven great sages, aneka many, sahasra thousands, koti of millions, vamana anika with contingents of airplanes, sankula congested, deva yanena by the spaceways of the demigods, avataranti descending into mandalam, the moon planet, avarya inundated, brahma sadane to the abode of Lord Brahma atop Sumeru Parvat, Nipatati falls down. Translation. After purifying the seven planets near Dhruvaloka, the pole star, the Ganges water is carried through the spaceways of the demigods in billions of celestial airplanes. Then it inundates the moon, Chandraloka, and finally reaches Lord Brahma's abode atop Mount Meru. Purport. We should always remember that the Ganges water comes from the causal ocean beyond the covering of the universe. Although the water of the causal ocean leaks through the hole created by Lord Vamanadeva, it flows down to Dhruvaloka, the pole star, and then to the seven planets beneath Dhruvaloka. Then it is carried by the moon by innumerable celestial airplanes, and then it falls to the top of Mount Meru, which is known as Sumeru Parvat. In this way, the water of the Ganges finally reaches the lower planets in the peaks of the Himalayas, and from there it flows through Hardwar and throughout the plains of India, purifying the entire land. How the Ganges water reaches the various planets from the top of the universe is explained herein. Celestial airplanes carry the water from the planets of the sages to other planets. So-called modern or advanced scientists of the modern age are trying to go to the higher planets, but at the same time, they're experiencing a power shortage on Earth. If they were actually capable scientists, they could personally go by airplane to other planets, but this they are unable to do. Having now given up their moon excursions, they're attempting to go to other planets, but without success. Text 5. Tatrat chaturba vidyamana chaturbi namabis chaturdisham abis padanti naranadi patim eva bini vishati sitala kananda chakshur badreti. Synonyms. Tatra, there, on top of Mount Meru, chadura, a chaturda, into four branches, vidyamana being divided, chaturbi, with four namabi names, chatudisham, the four directions, east, west, north, and south, abdispantati, profusely flowing, nadanadi patim, the reservoir of all great rivers, the ocean, eva certainly, abini visati, enters, sita alakananda, sita and alakananda, chakshu, chakshu, badra, badra, iti, known by these names. Translation. On top of Mount Meru, the Ganges divides into four branches, each of which gushes in a different direction, east, west, north, and south. These branches, known by the names Sita, Alakananda, Chakshu, and Badra, flow down to the ocean. Text 6. Sita tu Brahma Sadanat Keshara Chadladi Giri Sikharebhyo Doda Prasravanti Gahamadan Gurdhashu or Murdhashu Pativantarena Badrashva Barsham Prachyam Dishikshara Samudram Aprivat Visati. Synonyms. Sita, the branch known as Sita, too, certainly. Brahma Sadanat, from Brahmapuri. Keshara Chala Adi, from Keshara Chala and of other great mountains, Giri hills. Shikharebhya, from the tops, Ada Ada, downward. Prashravanti flowing, Gandhamadan of Gandhamadan Mountain, Murdasu from on the top, Patitva falling down, Antarena within, Bhadrashva Varsham, the province known as Bhadrashva, Prachyam in the western Idishi direction, Kshara Samudram, the ocean of salt water, Abhiprashvishati enters. Translation. The branch of the Ganges known as the Sita flows through Brahmapuri atop Mount Meru, and from there it runs down to the nearby peaks of the Kesarachala Mountains, which stand almost as high as Mount Meru itself. These mountains are like bunches of filaments around Mount Meru. From the Kesarachala Mountains, the Ganges falls to the peak of Gandhamadan Mountain and then flows to the land of Bhadrashva Varsha. Finally, it reaches the ocean of salt water in the west. Text 7. Evam malachya vach chikaran nispatanti tato nipurata vega ketumalam abhichakshu pratichyam dishi sarit patim pravishati. Synonyms. Evam, in this way, malyavat shiksharat, from the top of Malyavan, a mountain, nishpatanti, falling down, tata thereafter, anuparata vega, whose force is uninterrupted, ketumalan abhi, into the land known as ketumalavarsh, chakshu, the branch known as chakshu, praticham, in the west, dishi direction, satipatim, the ocean, pravisati, enters into. Translation. The branch of the Ganges known as Chakshu falls onto the summit of Malayavan Mountain and from there cascades onto the land of Ketumala Varsh. The Ganges flows incessantly through Ketumala Varsh and in this way also reaches the ocean of salt water in the west. Text 8. Bhadra Kotarato Meru Sharos Shiraso Nipatita Giri Sikarad Giri Sikaram Iti Haya Shringavata Shringad Avasyandamana Uttarams Tu Kurun Abhita Udichyam Dishi Jaladam Abhi Pravesitsati. Synonyms. Bhadra, the branch known as Bhadra Cha, also Uttarata, to the northern side, Meru Shirasa, from the top of Mount Meru. Nipatita, having fallen, Giri Sikharat, from the peak of Kumuda Mountain, Giri Sikharam, to the peak of Nila Mountain, Itihaya, passing over as if not touching, Shringavata, on the mountain known as Shringavan, Shringat, from the peak, Avasyanadamana, flowing, Uttaran, the northern too, but Kurun, the land known as Kuru, Abhita, to on all sides, Udichyam, in the northern Dishi direction, Jaladim, the ocean of salt water, Abdi Pravisati, enters into. Translation. The branch of the Ganges known as Bhadra flows from the northern side of Mount Meru. Its water falls onto the peaks of Kamuda Mountain, Mount Nila, Shweta Mountain, and Shringavan Mountain in succession. Then it runs down into the province of Kuru after crossing over through that land, flows into the saltwater ocean in the north. Text 9. Tatai Vala Kananda Dakshinena Brahmasadanad Bahuni Giri Kutani Atikramya Henu Kutad Daima Kutani Atirishab Satara Ramhasa Lutanad Yanti Bharatam Abhivarsham Dakshinasyam Dishi Jaladim Abhipravisati Yasyam Sanartam Gachachata Pumsa Pade Pade Swabmeda Raja Suyadinam Phalam Na Durlabhamiti. Synonyms. Tataeva, similarly, Alakananda, the branch known as Alakananda, Dakshinina, by the southern side, Brahma Sadanat, from the city known as Brahmapuri, Bahuni, Mini, Girikutani, the tops of mountains, Atikramya, crossing over, Hemakutat, from Hemakuta Mountain, Hemakutani, and Hemakuta, Atirabhasatara, more fiercely, Ramhasa, with great force, Lutyanti, plundering, Bharatam, Abhivarsham, on all sides of Bharatvarsh, Dakshinasyam, in the southern Adishi direction, Jaladim, the ocean of salt water, Abhipravashati, enters into Yashyam, in which Snana Artam, for bathing, Cha, and Agachata, of one who is coming, Pumsa, a person, Pade, Pade, at every step, Ashvamedha Rajasuya Adinam, the of great sacrifices, like the Ashvamedha Yagra and Rajasuya Yagra, Phalam, the result, Na, not, Durlabham, very difficult to obtain, iti, thus. Translation. Similarly, the branch of the Ganges known as Alakananda flows from the southern side of Brahmapuri, Brahmasadanda. Passing over the tops of mountains and various lands, it falls down with great fierce force on the peaks of the mountains Hemakuta and Hemakuta. After inundating the tops of those mountains, the Ganges falls down into the tract of land known as Bharatvarsh, where she also inundates. Then the Ganges flows into the ocean of salt water in the south. Persons who come to bathe in this river are fortunate. It is not very difficult for them to achieve with every step the results of performing great sacrifices, like the Rajasuya and Ashvamedha Yagyas. Purport. The place where the Ganges flows into the salt water of the Bay of Bengal is still known as Ganga Sagara, or the meeting place of the Ganga and the Bay of Bengal. On Makara Sankranti, in the month of January, February, thousands of people still go to bathe, hoping to be liberated. That they can actually be liberated in this way is confirmed herein. For those who bathe in the Ganges at any time, the results of great sacrifices like the Ashvamedha and Rajasuya Yaga are not at all difficult to achieve. Most people in India are still inclined to bathe in the Ganges, and there are many places where they can do so. At Prayag, Allahabad, many thousands of people gather during the month of January to bathe in the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna. Afterward, many of them go to the confluence of the Bay of Bengal and the Ganges to take that bath there. Thus, it is a special facility for all the people of India that they can bathe in the water of the Ganges at so many places of pilgrimage. Text 10. Anye chanada nadyas chavarse varshe santi babusho mri adi giri duritara satasha. Synonyms. Anye, many others, cha also, nada, rivers, nadya, small rivers, cha and varshe varshe in each tract of land. Santi are babusha of many varieties, meru adi giri duritara, daughters of the mountains beginning with meru, satasha in the hundreds. Translation. Many other rivers, both big and small, flow from the top of Mount Meru. These rivers are like daughters of the mountain, and they flow to the various tracts of land in hundreds of branches. Text 11. Tatrapi bharatam eva varsham karma chetram anyani astavarsani svarginam punyashesho pa boga stanani bomani swarga padani vyapadishanti. Synonyms. Tatrapi, out of all of them, Bharatam, known as Bharatvarsh, eva, certainly, Varsham, the tract of land, Karma Kshetram, the field of activities, Anyani, the others, Ashtavarsani, eight tracts of land, Svarginam, of the living entities, elevated to the higher heavenly planets by extraordinary pious activities, Punya, of the results of pious activities, Shesha, of the remainder, Upaboga Stanani, the places for material enjoyment, Bhumani Svarga Padani, as the heavenly places on earth, Vyapadishanti they designate. Translation. Among the nine varshas, the tract of land known as Bharatvarsha is understood to be the field of fruitive activities. Learned scholars and saintly persons declare that the other eight varshas are meant for very highly elevated pious persons. After returning from the heavenly planets, they enjoy the remaining results of their pious activities in these eight earthly varshas. purport. The heavenly places of enjoyment are divided into three groups: the celestial heavenly plants, the heavenly places on earth, and the Bila heavenly places, which are found in the lower regions. Among these three classes of heavenly places, Bhumasvarga Padini, the heavenly places on earth are the eight varshas other than Bhartvarsh. In Bhagavad Gita 9.21, Krishna says, Shine Punya Marti Lokam Bishanti. When the persons living in the heavenly planets exhaust the results of their pious activities, they return to this earth. In this way, they are elevated to the heavenly planets, and then they again fall to the earthly planets. This process is known as Brahmanda Brahmana, wandering up and down throughout the universes. Those who are intelligent, in other words, those who have not lost their intelligence, do not involve themselves in this process of wandering up and down. They take to the devotional service of the Lord so that they can ultimately penetrate the covering of this universe and enter the spiritual kingdom. Then they are situated on one of the planets known as Vaikuntha Loka, or still higher, Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. A devotee is never caught in the process of being promoted to the heavenly planets and again coming down. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, E rupe brahmanda brahmite kona bhagavan jeev guru krishna prasadi pai bhakti latabid. Among all the living entities wandering throughout the universe, one who is most fortunate comes in contact with a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus gets the opportunity to execute devotional service. Those who are sincerely seeking the favor of Krishna may come in contact with a guru, a bona fide representative of Krishna. The Mayavadis, indulging in mental speculation, and the Karmis desiring the results of their actions, cannot be gurus. The guru must be a direct representative of Krishna who distributes the instructions of Krishna without any change. Thus, only the most fortunate persons come in contact with the guru. As confirmed in the Vedic literature, Tad Vigyanartham Sagaram Vibhagachit, one has to search out a guru to understand the affairs of the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms this point. Tasmad gurum prapadyate nidnesha shri uttamam. One who is very interested in understanding the activities of the spiritual world must search out a guru, a bona fide representative of Krishna. From all angles of vision, therefore, the word guru is especially meant for the bona fide representative of Krishna and no one else. Padma Purana states, A Vaishnava guru nasyat. One who is not a Vaishnava, who is not a representative of Krishna, cannot be a guru. Even the most qualified Brahmana cannot be a guru if he's not a representative of Krishna. Brahmanas are supposed to require the six kinds of auspicious qualifications. They become very learned scholars, patana, and very qualified teachers, patana. But they become very expert in worshipping the Lord or demigods, yajana, and they teach others how to execute the worship, yajana. They qualify themselves as bona fide persons to receive alms from others, pratigraha, and they distribute the wealth in charity, dana. Yet, even a brahmana possessing these qualifications cannot become a guru unless he's the representative of Krishna, guru nasyat. Vaishnava swapacho guru. But a Vaishnava, a bona fide representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, can become a guru, even if he is Swapacha, a member of a family of dog-eaters. Of the three divisions of heavenly planets, Svargaloka, Brahma Svarga, is sometimes accepted as attractive land in Bharatvarsh known as Kashmir. In this region, there are certainly good facilities for material sense enjoyment, but this is not the business of a pure transcendentalist. Rupa Goswami describes the engagement of a pure transcendentalist as follows. Anya Bilashita Shunyam Gana Karmadi Anavritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktarutama. Quote, one should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service, end quote. Those who fully engage in devotional service to Krishna just to please him are not interested in the three divisions of heavenly places, namely Divya Svarga, Bhoma Svarga, and Bila Svarga. Text 12. Eshu parasanam ayuta purushayor varshanam deva kalpanam nagayuta prananam vrajasam hanana balayavayo moda pramudita mahasurata mituna vyava parvarga varsha dritaika Garba Kalatranam Tatra to Treta Yuga Shama Kalo Vartarte. Synonyms: Eshu, in these eight varshas, or tracts of land, Purushanam, all of the men, of all the men, Ayuta, 10,000, Purusha, by the measure of men, Ayuvarshanam, of those whose years of life, Deva Kalpanam, who are like the demigods, Naga Ayuta Purnanam, having the strength of 10,000 elephants, Vajra Samhana, of Samhanana, all bodies as solid as thunderbolts, Bala by bodily strength, Vayu by youth, Moda by abundant sense enjoyment, Parmudita, being excited, Mahasurata, of a great deal of sexual, Mituna, combinations of man and woman, Vyavaya Apavarga, at the end of their period of sexual enjoyment, Varsha, in the last year, Drita Eka Garba, who conceive one child, Kalatranam, of those who have wives, Tatra, there too, but Treta Yuga Sama, exactly like the Treta Yuga, when there is no tribulation, Kala time, Vartati, exists. Translation: in these eight varshas, or tracts of land, human beings live 10,000 years according to earthly calculations. All the inhabitants are almost like demigods. They have bodily strength of 10,000 elephants. Indeed, their bodies are as sturdy as thunderbolts. The youthful duration of their lives is very pleasing, and both men and women enjoy sexual union with great pleasure for a long time. After years of sensual pleasure, when a balance of 1 year of life remains, the wife conceives a child. Thus, the standard of pleasure for the residents of these heavenly regions is exactly like those of the human beings who lived during Treta Yuga. Purport: there are four yugas, Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Satyuga. In the first yuga, Satyuga, people were very pious. Everyone practiced the mystic yoga system for spiritual understanding and realization of God. Because everyone was absorbed in samadhi, no one was interested in material sense enjoyment. During Treta Yuga, people enjoyed sense pleasure without tribulations. Material miseries began in Dwapara Yuga, but they were not very stringent. Stringent material miseries really began from the advent of Kali Yuga. Another point in this verse is that in all eight of these heavenly varshas, although men and women enjoy sex pleasure, there is no pregnancy. Pregnancy takes place only in lower grade life. For example, animals like hogs and dogs become pregnant twice a year, and each time they beget at least a half dozen offspring. In lower species of life, such as snakes, give birth to hundreds of young at one time. This verse informs us that in grades of life higher than ours, pregnancy occurs once in a lifetime. People still have sex life, but there is no pregnancy. In the spiritual world, theirs are not very attracted to sex life, even due to their exalted devotional attitude. Practically speaking, there is no sex life in the spiritual world, but even if sometimes it does occur, there is no pregnancy at all. On the earth planet, however, human beings do become pregnant, although the tendency is to avoid having children. In this sinful age of Kali, people have even taken to the process of killing the child in the womb. This is a most degraded practice. It can only perpetuate the miserable material conditions of those who perform it. Text 13. Yatra Hadeva Pataya Svaisvar Gana Nayakar Vihita Mahar Hana Svaratu Kusuma Stabaka Fala Kishalaya Siyanam Yamana Vitapa Lata Vitapihir Upasumbamana Ruchira Kanana Shramayatana Varshagiri Durnishu Tata Chamala Jala Yeshu Vikacha Vivida Nava Varanu Vanaru Hamoda Mudita Raja Hamsa Jala Kuta Karandava Sarhasa Chavar Chakra Vakadibir Madukara Nikaraktribir Utakujiteshu Jala Kridadibir Vichitra Vinodai Sulalita Surasundarinam Kama Kalila Vilasa Harsha Lila Valo Ka Krista Mano Distaya Svaryam Viharanti. Synonyms. Yataha, in those eight tracts of land, Deva Pataya, the lords of the demigods such as Indra, Svai Svai, by their own respective Gana Nakai Nayakai, leaders of the servants, Vihita, finished with Maha Arhana, valuable gifts such as sandalwood pulp and garlands, Sarvaritu, in all seasons, Kusuma Stabaka, and of bunches of flowers, Fala of fruits, Kishalaya Shriya, by the opulence of shoots, Anam Mayana, being bent down, Vitapa, whose branches, Lata and creepers, Vitapibi, by many trees, Upasumbamana, being fully decorated, Ruchira, beautiful, Kanana, gardens, Ashrama Ayatana, and many hermitages, Varshagirdi Dronishu, the valleys between the mountains designating the borders of the tracts of land, Tata as well as Cha also, Amala Jala Ashayeshu, in lakes with clear water, Vikacha, just fructified Vivida varieties, Nava Vanaruda Amoda, by the fragrance of lotus flowers, Mudita, enthused, Raja Hamsa, great swans, Jala Kukuta, waterfowl, Karandava, aquatic birds called Karandavas, Sharasa, cranes, Chakravaka Abdibi, by birds known as Chakravakas, and so on, Madukara Nikara Akritibi, by the bumblebees, Upakujitesu, which were made to resound, Jalakrida Adibi, such as water sports, Vichitra, various Vinodai, by pastimes, Sulalita, attractive, Sara Sundarinam, of the women of the demigods, Kama, from lust, Kalila, born, Vilasa, pastimes, Hasha, smiling, Lila Avaloka, by playful glances, Akristamana, whose minds are attracted, Dristaya, whose vision is attracted, Svaram, very freely, Viharanti, engage in sportive enjoyment. Translation. In each of those tracts of land, there are many gardens filled with fruits and flowers according to the season, and there are beautifully decorated hermitages as well. Between the great mountains, demarcating the borders of those lands, lie enormous lakes of clear water filled with newly grown lotus flowers. Aquatic birds such as swans, ducks, water chickens, and cranes become greatly excited by the fragrance of lotus flowers, and the charming sound of bumblebees fills the air. The inhabitants of those lands are important leaders among the demigods. Always attended by their respective servants, they enjoy life in gardens alongside the lakes. In this pleasing situation, the wives of the demigods smile playfully at their husbands and look upon them with lusty desires. All the demigods and their wives are constantly supplied with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands by their servants. In this way, all the residents of the eight heavenly varshas enjoy, attracted by the activities of the opposite sex. Purport. Here is a description of the lower heavenly planets. The inhabitants of those planets enjoy life in a pleasing atmosphere of clear lakes filled with newly grown lotus flowers and gardens filled with fruits, flowers, and various kinds of birds and humming bees. In that atmosphere, they enjoy life with their very beautiful wives, who are always sexually stimulated. Nonetheless, they are all devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as will be explained in subsequent verses. The inhabitants of this earth also desire such heavenly enjoyment, but when they somehow or other achieve imitation pleasures, like sex and intoxication, they completely forget the service of the Supreme Lord. In the heavenly planets, however, although the residents enjoy superior sense gratification, they never forget their positions as eternal servants of the Supreme Being. Text 14. Navashvapi Varsheshu Bhagavan Narayano Mahapurusha Purushanam Tad Anugrahayatma Tattva Vyuhenat Manadyapi Sanadiyati. Synonyms. Navashu, of in the nine, Api, Varsheshu, tracts of land known as Varshas. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayana, Lord Vishnu. Mahapurusha, the Supreme Person. Purushanam, unto his various devotees. Tat Anugrahaya, to show his mercy. Atma Tattva Vyuhena, by expansions of his self in the quadruple forms of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradumna, and Aniruddha. Atmana, personally. Adyapi, until now. Sati Dinyati, is near the devotees for accepting their services. Translation. To show mercy to his devotees in each of these nine tracts of land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Narayan, expands himself in his quadruple principles of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradumna, and Aniruddha. In this way, he remains near his devotees to accept their service. Purport. In this connection, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur informs us that the demigods worship the Supreme Lord in his various deity forms, Archavigraha, because except in the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be directly worshipped in person. In the material world, the Lord is always worshipped into the Archavigraha, or deity in the temple. There is no difference between the Archavigraha and the original person. Therefore, those who are engaged in worshipping the deity in the temple in full opulence, even on this planet, should be understood to be directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt. As enjoined in the Shastras, Arche Vishno Shiladir Gurusha Naramati, quote, no one should treat the deity in the temple as stone or metal, nor should one think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, end quote. One should strictly follow this Shastric injunction and worship the deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without offenses. The spiritual master is the direct representative of the Lord, and no one should consider him an ordinary human being. By avoiding offenses against the deity and the spiritual master, one can advance in spiritual life, or Krishna consciousness. In this regard, the following quotation appears in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Padme tu parama vyomna purvadye dikshachurstaye vasudeva deo vyuhas chatvarha katita karmat tata pada vibhutau cha nivashanti karmadi me jalavritti stavaikunta stiti veda vatipare satyardve vaishnave loke nitya ke dvaraka pure sudodad utare sveta dipe charavati pure kshiram buddhi stitante kroda paryanka damini satvati kvachit tantre navavya praktirtita chatvaros vasudeva dya naradhyana nishimako hayagrivo maham krodau brahma cheti navodita tatra brahma tu vijneya purvokta vidya hari. Quote, in the Padma Purana it is said that in the spiritual world the Lord personally expands in all directions and is worshipped as Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumna, and Aniruddha. The same God is represented in the deity in this material world, which is only one quarter of his creation. Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradumna, and Aniruddha are also present in the four directions of this material world. There is a Vaikuntha Loka covered with water in this material world, and on that planet is a place called Vedatvati, where Vasudev is located. Another planet is called Vishnu Loka, is situated above Sati Loka, and there Sankarshan is present. Similarly, in Dwarkapuri, Pradumna is the predominator. On the island known as Svetadvip, there is an ocean of milk, and in the midst of that ocean is a place called Ayarvatipura, where Aniruddha lies on Ananta. In some of the Satvata Tantras, there is a description of the nine Varshas and the predominating deity worshipped in each. 1. Vasudev, 2. Shankarshan, 3. Pradumna, 4. Aniruddha, 5. Narayan, 6. Nishinga, 7. Hayagriva, 8. Mahavaraha, and 9. Brahma. The Lord Brahma mentioned in this connection is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When there is no fit human being to empower as Lord Brahma, the Lord himself takes the position of Lord Brahma. Tatra Brahma nu vijneya purvokta vihaya hari, that Brahma mentioned here, is Hari himself. Text 15. Idivritte tu Bhagavan Bhava ekeva puman nahi anyas tatra paro nirvishati bhavanya shapta nirmitagno yat parvekshyata sti bhavas tat pachchat vakshyami. Synonyms: Idivritte, in the tract of land known as Idivritavarsh, tu, but Bhagavan, the most powerful, Bhava, Lord Shiva, eva only, or eka only, eva certainly, puman, male person, not, he certainly, anya, any other, tatra, there, apara, besides, nirvishati, enters, bhavanya, shapta nimitadya, who knows the cause of the curse of Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, yat pravikshatya, shata, of one who forcibly enters that tract of land, stri bhava, transformation into a female, taught that, paschat later, vakshyami, I shall explain. Translation: Shukadev Goswami said, in the tract of land known as Idivritavarsh, the only male person is Lord Shiva, the most powerful demigod. Goddess Durga, the wife of Lord Shiva, does not like any man to enter that land. If any foolish man dares to do so, she immediately turns him into a woman. I shall explain this later in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 16. Bhavani Nantai Sri Ganar Buddha Sahasrar Aviru Dhyamano Bhagavatas Chatur Murtir Mahapurashasya Turinam Tamasim Murtim Prakritim Atmana Sankarsana Samgyam Atma Samhadi Rupena Sanidya Pyaitad Ugrinam Bhava Upadavati. Synonyms: Bhavani Naitai, by the company of Bhavani, Strigana, of females, Abuddha Sahasrai, by 10 billion, Avarudhyamana, always being served, Bhagavata Chatur Murte, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is expanded in four, Mahapurushasya, of the Supreme Person, Turinam, the fourth expansion, Tamasim, related to the mode of ignorance, Murtim, in the form, Prakritim, as the source, Atmana, the Lord of himself, Lord Shiva, Shankarsana Samgyam, known as Shankarsan, Atma Samadhi Rupena, by meditating upon him in trance, Sanidapya, bringing him near, etat this, Abhigrinam, clearly chanting Bhava, Lord Shiva, Upadavati, worships. Translation: in Idivritavarsh, Lord Shiva is always encircled by 10 billion maidservants of Goddess Durga who minister to him. The quadruple expansion of the Supreme Lord is composed of Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Shankarsan. Shankarsan, the fourth expansion, is certainly transcendental, but because his activities of destruction in the material world and in the mode of ignorance, he's known as Tamasi, the Lord's form in the mode of ignorance. Lord Shiva knows that Shankarsan is the original cause of his own existence, and thus he always meditates upon him in trance by chanting the following mantra. Purport: sometimes we see a picture of Lord Shiva engaged in meditation. This verse explains that Lord Shiva is always meditating upon Lord Shankarsan in trance. Lord Shiva is in charge of the destruction of the material world. Lord Brahma creates the material world, Lord Vishnu maintains it, and Lord Shiva destroys it. Because destruction is in the mode of ignorance, Lord Shiva and his worshipable deity, Shankarsan, are technically called Tamasi. Lord Shiva is the incarnation of Tamagun. Since both Lord Shiva and Shankarsan are always enlightened and situated in the transcendental position, they have nothing to do with the modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But because their activities involve them with the mode of ignorance, they are sometimes called Tamasi. Text 17. Sri Bhagavan Avacha, Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Sarvaguna Sankhyana Yanata Yavayaktaya Namaiti. Synonyms: Sri Bhagavan Avacha, the most powerful Lord Shiva, says, Om Namo Bhagavate, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Mahapurushaya, who are the Supreme Person, Sarvaguna Sankhyana Yatnaya, the reservoir of all transcendental qualities, Anantaya, the unlimited, Avyaktaya, not manifested within the material world. Nama, my respectful obeisances, iti thus. Translation. The most powerful Lord Shiva says, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you and your expansionist Lord Shankarshan. You are the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Although you are unlimited, you remain unmanifest to the non-devotees. Text 18. Bhaje bhajan yad ranapada pankajam bhagasya krishnasya paramparayanam bhakteshva lambavita bhuta bhavanam bhavapaham tva bhavam bhavam ishvanam. Synonyms. Bhaje, I worship bhajanya, O trans-worshipable Lord. Aranapada Pankajam, whose lotus feet protect his devotees from all fearful situations, Bhagasya, of opulences, Krishnasya, of all different varieties, wealth, fame, strength, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation, Param, the best, Paranyanam, the ultimate shelter, Bhakteshu, to the devotees, Alam, beyond value, Bhavita Bhuta Bhavanam, who manifests his different forms for the satisfaction of his devotees, Bhava Apanam, who stops the devotee's repetition of birth and death, Tva, unto you. Bhava Bhavam, who is the origin of the material creation, Ishvaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, O my Lord, you are the only worshipable person, for you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the reservoir of all opulences. Your secure lotus feet are the only source of protection for all your devotees, whom you satisfy by manifesting yourself in various forms. O my Lord, you deliver your devotees from the clutches of material existence. Non-devotees, however, remain entangled in material existence by your will. Kindly accept me as your eternal servant. Text 19. Nayasya maya guna chita vritibir nidak shato hi anav apidishti anjay ajayate ishiyata no jita manu raham ramhasam kastam na manyeta Jigjishur Atmana. Synonyms. Na, never. Yasya, who is Maya, of the illusory energy. Guna, of the qualities. Chitta, in the heart, of the heart. Pritibi, by the activities, thinking, feeling, and willing. Nirikshata, of him who is glancing. He, certainly. Anu, slightly. Api, even. Drishti, vision. Ajyate, is affected. Eshe, for the purpose of regulating. Yata, as. Na, of us. Ajita, who have not conquered. Manu, of anger. Ramhasan, of the force, ka, whom, who, tam, unto him, the Supreme Lord, na, not manyate, would worship Jighisu, aspiring to conquer Atmana, the senses. Translation. We cannot conquer the force of our anger. Therefore, when we look at material things, we cannot avoid feeling attraction or repulsion for them. But the Supreme Lord is never affected in this way. Although he glances over the material world for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and destroying it, he is not affected even to the slightest degree. Therefore, one who desires to conquer the force of the senses must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Then he will be victorious. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always equipped with inconceivable potencies. Although creation takes place by his glancing over the material energy, he is not affected by the modes of material nature. Because of his eternally transcendental position, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in this material world, the modes of material nature cannot affect him. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is called transcendence, and anyone who wants to be secure from the influence of the modes of material nature must take shelter of him. Text 20. Asadrisho yat pratibhati mayaya shibeva madav asava tamra lochara nanaga vadvo rahana ishirehriya yat padayo sparsana darsitendriya. Synonyms. Asadrisha, for a person with polluted vision, yahu pratibhati appears, mayaya, but the influence of maya, chiba, who is inebriated or angry, eva, like madhu, by honey, asava, and liquor, tamra lochana, having eyes reddish like copper, na, not, nagavadva, the wives of the serpent demon, arhane, in worshipping ishire, were unable to proceed here because of bashfulness. Yet Padayo, of whose lotus feet Sparsana by the touching Darsita agitated Indriya, whose senses. Translation: for persons with impure vision, the Lord, Supreme Lord's eyes appear like those of someone who indiscriminately drinks intoxicating beverages. Thus, bewildered, such unintelligent persons become angry at the Supreme Lord, and due to their angry mood, the Lord himself appears angry and very fearful. However, this is an illusion. When the wives of the serpent demon were agitated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet, due to shyness, they could proceed no further in their worship of him. Yet, the Lord remained unagitated by their touch, for he is equipoised in all circumstances. Therefore, who will not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Purport: anyone who remains unagitated, even in the presence of cause for agitation, is called dhīra, or equipoised. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being always in a transcendental position, is never agitated by anything. Therefore, someone who wants to become a dhīra must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 2.13, Krishna says, dhīras tatra nimuyati. A person who is equipoised in all circumstances is never bewildered. Prahlad Maharaj is a perfect example of a dhīra. When the fierce form of Nrisimhadeva appeared in order to kill Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad was unagitated. He remained calm and quiet, whereas others, even including Lord Brahma, were frightened by the features of the Lord. Text 21. Yam ahur asya stiti janma samyamam tribir vihinam yam anantam rishaya na veda siddhartam eva kvachit ditam bhumandalam murdha sahasradamashu. Synonyms: yam, whom; ahu, they said; asya, of the material world; stiti, for the maintenance; janma, creation; samyamam, annihilation; tribi, of these three; vihinam, without; yam, which; anantam, unlimited; rishaya, of all the great sages; na, not; veda, feels; siddha artam, a mustard seed; eva, like; kvachit, where; stitam, situated; bhumandalam, the universe; murda shahasra damasu, on the hundreds and thousands of hoods of the Lord. Translation: Lord Shiva continued, all the great sages accept the Lord as the source of creation, maintenance, and destruction, although he actually has nothing to do with these activities. Therefore, the Lord is called unlimited. Although the Lord in his incarnation as Shesha holds all the universes on his hood, each universe feels no heavier than a mustard seed to him. Therefore, what person desiring perfection will not worship the Lord? Purport: the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Shesha or Ananta, has unlimited strength, fame, wealth, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. As described in this verse, Ananta's strength is so great that the innumerable universes rest on his hoods. He has the bodily features of a snake with thousands of hoods, and since his strength is unlimited, all the universes resting on his hoods feel no heavier than mustard seeds. We can just imagine how insignificant a mustard seed is on the hood of a serpent. In this connection, the reader is referred to Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 5, verses 117 through 125. There it is stated that Lord Vishnu's incarnation as the serpentine Ananta Shesha Nag supports all the universes on his hoods. By our calculation, a universe may be very, very heavy, but because the Lord is Ananta, unlimited, he feels the weight to be no heavier than a mustard seed. Text 22 and 23. Yasadya asid guna vigra ho mahan vignana dishnyo bhagavan ajakila yat sambhavo ham trivrita sva tejasa vaikari kam tamasam aindriyam shrije ete vayam yasa vashe mahatmana stita sakunta eva sutra yantrita mahan aham vaikrita tamasandriya Srijama sarve yad unagrahadadam. Synonyms: yasya, from whom; adya, in the beginning; asit, there was; guna, vigraha, the incarnation of the material qualities; Mahan, the total material energy, Vijnana, full of full knowledge, Dishnya, the reservoir, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Aja, Lord Brahma, Kila, certainly, yet, from whom, Sambhava, born, Aham, I, Trivritta, having three qualities according to the three modes of nature, Svatejasa, by my material strength, Vaikarikam, all the demigods, Tamasam, material elements, Indriyam, the senses, Srijay, I create, Ate, of all these, all of these, Vayam, we, Yasya, of whom, Vashe, under the control, Mahatmana, great personality, Stita, were situated, Sakunta, vultures, Eva, like, Sutra, Yantrita, bound by rope, Mahan, the Mahatattva, Aham, I, Vaikrita, the demigods, Tamasa, the five material elements, Indriya, the senses, Shijama, we create, Sarve, all of us, yet of whom, Anugrahat, by the mercy, Idam, this material world. Translation. From that Supreme Personality of God, it appears Lord Brahma, whose body is made from the total material energy, the reservoir of intelligence predominated by the passionate mode of material nature. From Lord Brahma, I myself am born as a representation of false ego known as Rudra. By my own power, I create all the other demigods, the five elements, and the senses. Therefore, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than any of us under the and under whose control are situated all the demigods, material elements, and senses, and even Lord Brahma and I myself, like birds, bound by a rope. Only by the Lord's grace can we create, maintain, and annihilate the material world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Being. Purport. A summary of creation is given in this verse. From Shankshan, Mahavishnu expands, and from Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu expands. Lord Brahma, who is born of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, fathers Lord Shiva, from whom all the other demigods gradually evolve. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu are incarnations of the different material qualities. Lord Vishnu is actually above all material qualities, but accepts the control of the Mahasattvagun, the mode of goodness, to maintain the universe. Lord Brahma is born from the Mahatattva. Brahma creates the entire universe, Lord Vishnu maintains it, and Lord Shiva annihilates it. Supreme Personality of God, it controls all the most important demigods, especially Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, exactly as the owner of a bird controls it by binding with a rope. Sometimes vultures are controlled in this way. Text 24. Yanirmitam karhi api karma pravinvanim mayam jano yam guna sargo mohita naveda nistarana yoga manjasa tasmai namaste vileo dayamane. Synonyms. Yet, by whom, nirmitam, created, karhi api, at any time, karma parvanim, which ties the knot of fruitive activity, mayam, the illusory energy, jana, a person, I am this, guna sarga mohita, bewildered by the three modes of material nature, na, not veda, knows, nistarana yogam, the process of getting out of the material entanglement, anjasa, soon, tasmai, unto him, the supreme, nama, respectful obeisances, te, unto you, vilaya udam udaya atmane, in whom everything is annihilated and from whom everything is again manifested. Translation. The illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all of us conditioned souls to this material world. Therefore, without being favored by him, persons like us cannot understand how to get out of that illusory energy. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the cause of creation and annihilation. Purport. Krishna clearly states in Bhagavad Gita 7:14, Daivihi shagunamai mam maya dharatiya mam eva ye prapadyante maya metatanantite. Quote, this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. End quote. All conditioned souls working within the illusory energy of the Lord consider the body to be the self, and thus they continuously wander throughout the universe, taking birth in different species of life and creating more and more problems. Sometimes they become disgusted with the problems and seek out a process by which they can get out of this entanglement. Unfortunately, such so-called research workers are unaware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his illusory energy, and thus all of them work only in darkness, never finding a way out. So-called scientists and advanced research scholars are ludicrously trying to find the cause of life. They take notice of the fact that life is already being produced. What would be their credit if they found out the chemical composition of life? All their chemicals are nothing but different transformations of the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.20, the living entity is never created. There are five gross material elements and three minor material elements, mind, intelligence, and ego, and there are eternal living entities. The living entity desires a certain type of body, and by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that body is created from material nature, which is nothing but a kind of machine handled by the Supreme Lord. The Lord gives the living entity a particular type of mechanical body, and the living entity must work with it according to the law of fruitive activities. Fruitive activities are described in this verse, karma parvanim mayam. Living entity is seated on a machine, the body, and according to the order of the Supreme Lord, he operates the machine. This is a secret of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Living entity thus becomes entangled in fruitive activities in this material world, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mana Shastriandriyani Pratistani Karshati. The living entity is struggling very hard against the six senses, which include the mind. In all the activities of creation and annihilation, the living entity is entangled in fruitive activities which are executed by the illusory energy, Maya. He is exactly like a computer handled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The so-called scientists say that nature acts independently, but they cannot explain what nature is. Nature is nothing but a machine operated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one understands the operator, his problems of life are solved. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, Bahunam jamanamante gyanamamma prapadyate vasadeva saramiti samahatma sadurlava. Quote, after many births and deaths, one who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. End quote. A sane man, therefore, surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus gets out of the clutches of the illusory energy, Maya. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Descent of the River Ganges, end quote.